Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
All right, the requirements for this job is you come in, you sit in front of the microphone, you be witty, you be funny, you be intelligent, and it all goes well. The good part of this is there's no physical contact at all in this show.
Never.
But, and I like how she stressed never. That was really good. Anyway, but if you are an actor, and if you are called upon to perform in an amorous scene, if you have to kiss someone, that I would imagine has to be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I imagine that's why actors tend to be with other actors. Because if you're an actor and you're with someone that's not in the industry, and then you have, you know, a makeout scene or a sex scene in a movie, you know, your non-actor or actress companion may be like, well, I can't deal with this.
All right.
But yeah, it has to be awkward.
It has to be awkward. And from personal experience, if you're trolling around Walmart or something or somewhere online, and if you find a movie called Borrowed Dog, you will see an example of someone very close to the program, me, who had to do something that his wife was very upset
with. Did you have to make out with somebody?
It was, no, it was more than that. It was, it was the scene.
Wait a minute, you did that in a movie?
Yes, I did. Now, here we go.
Did it show anything?
From me, from my waist up. The actress was also all natural from her waist up, but you couldn't really see it, but it was implied and you could tell what was going on. The worst part was it was a throwback scene to when she was my wife in the movie when we first met, so I had to wear a 1980s wig at the same time. With all sorts of ligature to pull my skin back to make me look as if I was 25 again. Anyway, so the story, I go home with the script and I sit down with wifey. Well, wifey, I got this job for the next 6 weeks. I'm doing a movie. The money's pretty good, but look at this part. And all of a sudden she looks and she got quite upset. But she understood, she dealt with it, and that day she was kind of weird, and it's the most uncomfortable thing in the world. You go on set, and there you are, and you're afraid you're going to sweat, you're afraid you're going to look weird, and you got 17 of the hairiest, sweatiest key grips and everything holding lights, and there you go, and they say action, and the action has to begin. It was the most uncomfortable thing
I ever did. Did you have to, like, do motions like you were
actually?
Oh, come on!
Yes. All right.
The password is grind.
All right, folks. And so it was the most uncomfortable thing. So I never kissed her, but goodness.
So you did that, but there was no making out?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it was literally like a 10-second flashback scene in the movie. And it was just the movement and the whole thing. And so wifey was quite upset.
How many takes did it take?
I am one take Kalenge.
Oh, good.
And I wanted, but actually there was a turnaround because there's a turnaround looking up at moi, which was even worse. It's one thing to have to perform like that with the other actor. It's a whole other thing to perform to a guy laying in the bed with the camera. And folks, let me tell you, as Christina is doubled over in laughter, and now she's going to want to see this movie, and I will let you borrow it, but it is just, yes, 2009, Borrowed Dog.
Oh, so it wasn't even that long ago.
No, it wasn't very long ago.
Wow.
It was not long before we met each other. So it was just before that time. I was acting. That was my full-time gig. I was doing background stuff, and I was doing small parts in movies.
What's the name of the movie?
Borrowed Dog, 2009. And now she's going to IMDb. So, anyway. All right. So, anyway, back to the theme of the whole thing was about actors who don't like to kiss other actors because it can get messy. All right. So, we have a list here of certain actors. She's still taking a look at this whole thing, hoping to find a picture. Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson, Water for Elephants. Despite the fact that millions of teenage girls would kill to kiss the Twilight star, Reese says that she found the experience rather unpleasant.
Really?
But in her defense, she says the main reason for this was because he had a runny nose at the time.
Come on.
And that's exactly what it says here. It says ew, E-W. See that? It's one thing to have to kiss someone, but if you know they're on set with a raging case of the swine flu, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
But you can't hold up production.
No, that's part of the job, right?
So how do you handle that? As she coughs?
I don't know.
See?
I'm not sure how you handle that.
You just hold your breath and you get it done. And off you didn't. Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook.
I loved that movie.
That's a very good movie.
That was such a great movie.
That's a great movie. Since filming the movie, they have been on-screen lovers a few times. This was their first. Every kiss was a learning curve. Lawrence wasn't worried about hurting Cooper's feelings and said that he was a wet kisser.
Oh.
That's also a mess.
That's sloppy kisser,
you know, sloppy kissers, especially with someone you don't really know because you don't want to go home with a sloppy.
We hope that they have sorted that out by now.
We certainly do.
So funny.
All right, what's the next one?
Ooh, Harry Potter. Yes. Emma Watson and Rupert Grint. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. After growing up together, it's no surprise that these two friends found this new experience a little daunting. Emma went as far as to say it was the weirdest thing she had to do during the films. You know what? I can understand that as a young kid and your friends. And
all of a sudden you're thrown into this situation and you think back to when you were playing on the playground and all of a sudden here you are playing in the playground. So... See what I mean? Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze, Dirty Dancing. It's no secret these pair were not the best of friends during this iconic film, so it's even less surprising that Swayze confessed that kissing Grey was a chore.
They didn't like each other?
No, they didn't like each other, and it was kind of weird. There was this weird age difference between them as well. He was like 25 years older than her. The whole thing was weird. I don't know. I never warmed up to that film.
I don't understand why. I mean, it's considered a classic. I mean, I've watched it.
Yeah, eh.
I don't know.
Eh, it's not that great. It's like, okay, we get it. Shailene Woodley and Miles Teller, The Spectacular Now. Now, how about this? Now, Woodley has a granola lifestyle. Supposedly, it makes her kissing scenes quite unpleasant. Her constant consumption of weird Chinese herbs didn't make for the most romantic of kisses.
So she's a little smelly?
I would think so. Hmm. All of a sudden, if you know, you feel like you're diving into the kitchen of a Chinese restaurant, you're getting a little kiss on screen. That's not good.
You'd think that it would be, you know, common practice to take a mint before those scenes.
I'd rather a mint than movie guy pants.
You know what, though? I feel like these actors are probably considering this just to be work. It's work.
It is work.
We have to make out. Fine. We'll make it look nice. No.
Literally, when you have big sweaty guys holding mics and lights over your head and people quite pissed because they're 20 minutes late for lunch.
Right.
And there aren't enough Snickers bars over on the craft service table. It's an awful experience. It really can be just total drudgery.
You would know.
I would know that. And that's why I'm here back on the radio. Anyway, this next one really blows my mind because the whole movie is about two people throwing themselves on each other.
Did you see this
with
movie?
A gag ball? No.
I mean, me either.
No. Did you read the book?
No.
No.
I have no interest.
You know where it's going. You know?
50 Shades of Grey is what we're talking about.
Dakota Johnson and Jamie Doran. Or Duran, whatever. Women everywhere would have killed to be in Johnson's shoes, but cameramen said that throughout filming, both actors spoke about how uncomfortable they felt kissing each other. We can't help but think that perhaps a film based around sex wasn't the best choice for actors who dislike kissing on camera.
Yeah, but that's not the only thing that they showed them doing on camera, right? No,
they kind of like the whole thing that I had to get involved in, and a lot more than that, yes.
So the awkward thing for them was the kissing part
of it? They were swinging from trapezes
but
and
that's
getting,
what
getting
I
things
mean.
Done.
Again, I didn't read the book. I didn't see the movie. I kind of got the gist of what was going on, the whole S&M thing, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, this is a movie. This is an hour and a half movie. And this was a date movie. That's what gets me. This is a date movie. Because who in their right mind, all right, let's say, you know, you and your boyfriend, me and my wife, we each go off and see it.
Oh, yeah.
Can we do that? No.
No.
Can we do that? No.
No. Do you know that that book
made
so much money that the publishing company gave every single one of their employees a bonus that year?
That's amazing.
I mean, from the janitor up to the CEO got a bonus.
Sex sells.
It's crazy.
When the janitor's driving around in a brand new Lincoln, you know something's just wrong.
It's nuts how many people bought that book.
How about this next one? You can read this next one.
What, Jennifer's Body?
Yeah.
That's why you want me to read it. Megan Fox and Amanda.
I've been married 21 years. I got to get my thrills when I can. Go ahead.
Okay, so this one we can understand, okay? Two straight women. It's no shock that they were not particularly looking forward to kissing one another.
How difficult must that be?
Ed...
Seriously.
You are right now floating in your male fantasy bubble.
Yes.
He's
very nice. I'm floating around all over the studio. Oh, my. And I'm thinking about things I really shouldn't be thinking about. And that's right. Okay.
Well, Megan Fox is kind of hot.
Oh, yes, she is.
She sure is.
And there, and Amanda Seyfried, there's not too much wrong there either.
Okay, so I can understand why it's awkward if you're a straight person, because how would you feel if you were a straight guy and had to do that type of scene
with
another man?
Drop down three. Steve Carell and Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Get Smart. I never saw this movie. I don't even know this kiss exists. Men kissing men isn't uncommon in films either, but these two macho men struggle to enjoy their romantic on-scene encounter. I could not do that.
Wasn't that a comedy, though?
Yes. It was based on the TV show Get Smart.
Oh, okay.
But I could never do that. Never, ever, 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 ever. Just the idea of that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that. But for me, my preferences, my choices, I couldn't do that. Or they would have to pay me so much money.
But even then, it wouldn't be an automatic yes for you.
Depends how much money.
Everyone has a price.
Oh, and I do, but it would be very, very difficult. Would I be allowed to hold my nose as I did it? I think not. All right. And as Christina will later on search the internet to see if there's a copy of that scene of me, it's out there somewhere.
Oh,
and
my still have. Hey, I you have brought it pictures. Up, not me.
No, I'm not afraid to talk about my past. You know, it was a profitable little job for 6 weeks. Caused a lot of strife in the house, but it was a profitable little job for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Would I be able to do it again?
No.
And that's the way it is. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob works in an office with no windows and very poor lighting. And as a result, he's been getting terrible headaches. He's complained to his supervisor, but his comments have been ignored. So he's decided to sue the company for making him work under hazardous conditions. What do you think will happen now? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The Occupational and Safety Health Act, known as OSHA, does not recommend you sue for health violations. Bob should report the conditions to OSHA. They will investigate, and then he can apply for workman's compensation for his headaches. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.